Christians help prevent human trafficking in Albania. The far-reaching vision of a California church touches two tribes with the gospel in India. And India flexes her economic muscle. Believers stand ready to build. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Human trafficking is a major problem throughout the world. According to Bethany Christian Services, up to 4 million people are trafficked each year. That's why they're involved. Bethany's Kristen Reuters says Albania's problems were revealed to them through their shepherding home, Crisis Pregnancy Program, for homeless mothers-to-be. Why there?
These are the people who are at the highest risk of being trafficked because they are looking for somebody to assist them. The predators look for victims in this type of situation.
Reuter says the program also connects these women to Christians, allowing for friendship evangelism. $25 a month can really help.
Right now, we are only able to work with 20 to 30 women, but the need is so phenomenal that any sort of financial support would allow us to put programs like this in other cities throughout the country where the prevalence of trafficking is high.
Next, there are more than 700,000 institutionalized orphans in Russia. Many of them aren't available for adoption. Buckner Orphan Care International would like to see them in homes. That's the focus of their fourth annual Orphan Care Conference in Moscow, April 13th and 14th, says Buckner's Amy Norton.
Specifically this year, we are addressing foster care and the need for foster care in Russia, and really hoping that we can push it as a national agenda for Russia to begin their own foster care program from the federal level.
Norton wants the Duma to make foster care a national initiative. If successful, the church could make an incredible difference in children's lives.
That these children can be placed in a Christian home where they have loving Christian parents who certainly show them how to live out a Christian life and model for them what it is to be a Christian.
Presenting opportunities to come to Christ, an opportunity they may otherwise never have. You're listening to Mission Network News. This is a story of ministry going full circle in the high reaches of remote India. Talking Bibles International's Paul Hoekstra says a church-sponsored project provided sister people groups with the audio form of the scriptures.
They see that their language is being preserved for the future, and they're also able to take this recording, and we've completed the process and put it into Talking Bibles, and those will be hand-carried by these believers, and they'll be placed among families who speak that language.
Hoekstra says the church that sponsored the project is excited to have helped reach two people groups in the region with the gospel.
Through these national believers in this small language group, we're going to be able to reach the people that we've been praying to reach. So we're seeing equipping people with God's Word, people who don't read and write, and yet they can go out and become very effective witnesses for Christ.
And with India's powerful entry into the global marketplace, the economic world is taking notice. David Shibley of Global Advance says believers are in the thick of it. 141 business people attended their recent Marketplace Mission Seminar in Vishakhapatnam, India. The result, an alliance forged in Christ.
Those who went to India are now linking with some of those business leaders in India, not only for economic advance, but through that, for the light of the gospel to come through in the marketplace.
Shibley's goal is to align pastors and Christian business leaders to be catalysts for the Great Commission.
With China and India both flexing their economic muscle, could it be that in just a few decades that we would see the largest number of missionaries worldwide going from Asia, and the largest funding for the gospel worldwide also being from Asia? This is a very real possibility.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to help organizations featured on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. The all-new Mission Network News daily email updates are now available absolutely free. It features pictures and links to expanded mission news coverage, helping you be a doer of the word and not a hearer only. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.